Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When ain't looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is July the 21st, July the 21st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue with the series that we're talking about your internal problem, how it becomes your external product. And so today we want to talk about three things that will assist with positioning yourself, which is your product, which is your problem, in front of people, which is the end game. At the end of the day, everything boils down to customer acquisition. And it's very interesting because there's many different methods, you know, by which to acquire customers. You know, there's a lot of different models out there, but I want to talk about the Cleronomic model, which is always different from the traditional model. Now, the traditional models do work. I'm not here saying that they don't work. I'm just simply showing you or talking about a different way by which to actually express, expose, and expand. Today we're talking about the expansion part. The ability to express, expose, and expand yourself, your God-given product, service, or information. I know I was talking with a good friend, our client, Sister Ellen, and was talking about some of the positive aspects of multi-level marketing, which is always good and refreshing because you hear so many negative stories. You hear so many bad things about, at least for me and from my perspective, and I talk so much and I say a lot of things negatively about multi-level marketing. But hers is a success story that she's been in that particular industry for a long time and doing very well from a financial point of view for his residual income. And so that model is based upon affiliate marketing, or based upon, again, people helping people. So that way, all of the success is not like all of the acquisition and all of the income is just not based upon your efforts, but you're maximizing or you're monetizing other people's efforts. And that is a great model. So if you can find one of those models that do work, so I always talk and I always say, I never talk about the other side of the coin. I always talk about the negative aspects. So in all fairness, there are products out there. There are multi-level marketing companies and products out there that are, there are people like Sister Ellen who are and who have been successful in that space. So that's a different model. But again, I do like to mention that because I always talk so negatively. And so it's very rare that people hear me say something positive about multi-level marketing. But again, it's like everything in life. There is no bad or good. It's how you use it. Multi-level marketing is where, you know, you pretty much get what you, you know, you get out what you put in. The reason that it didn't work for me, because I didn't stay put in one particular market. I jumped around. I was looking for instant gratification. Now, the same thing works with my model. So this model works upon three things: create, launch, and engage. So when we talk about Clarinomics, in order to position yourself in front of more people, in order for you to be able to be considered someone who is an expert in your space, so when I'm talking about being an expert in your space, I'm talking about, when I say create, now remember, we want to go through these three steps, and we have the traditional model, which I just talked about again, and we also have the Hellekin dialectic, or what we call capitalism, and those two models work. Find a need and fill it. That model works. As I was talking about with my client, good friend, Sister Ellen, her model works. And the model that she uses, multi-level marketing, it works very, very well. It's a great model because you get to maximize. Not only do you get to establish friendships and relationships with your downline and upline, you get to maximize what they call OPM, other people's money or other people's efforts. That model works. As I've learned, I've again said a lot of negative stuff about multi-level marketing. But when you find a success story, you got to also give credit where credit is due. And that means if you put work in, you get work out. So we got two models. We got three models on the table. The first model is the traditional capitalist model. You find a product, or you find a need and fill it. Second model is what we call multi-level marketing, where you find a product, maybe it's yours, maybe it's not, but you find something that you like. And not only do you use it and market it, but you also have other people come in and they use it and market it. And then you get a small percentage of what they earn that goes to you, since you assisted them and brought them into the company. And then you kind of act as their what they call upline or overhead to kind of make sure that they got questions. So you pretty much become a coach, the same way that what I am doing. But the benefit of multi-level marketing is all of the you don't have the pressure that I have. So basically, I earn living, I make a living off of my efforts only. I've just done something additional, which is to create, which is step number one. So I got multiple streams or multiple products by which, so I am maximizing, or I am using the efforts of multiple products instead of multiple people. So multi-level marketing uses the efforts. Usually there's one product. For example, I was in the Amway. I was with Omnitrition. Oh man, I was with, like I said the story before, I don't know how many damn companies I went through, but that was the problem. Sister Edelman been with one company for, man, 20 plus years, and she's maximized. So now she has this great downline. So that way she is basically getting assistance from other people's efforts, OPM. Now, I'm using my own efforts and my own products. But what I've done is step number one. So when it comes to Clarinomics, in order to put yourself in front of more people, you have to do step number one. So step number one is every day I wake up, I do one thing, create. Because it's easy for me to do that. So if you're not a 3, maybe a 7, some 11s, they have this intuitive ability, but specifically a 3. And especially if you are a 6. And then if you're lucky enough to be a 9 too, oh man, it's a wrap. That means you're perfect for Clarinomics. So Clarinomics says this. Clarinomics is the household management of the soul. It's not the household management of the product. It's not the household management of other people. Although those systems work probably better. Because again, the efforts is spread out over. See, it's a lot easier if you got 100 people giving you a dollar versus one person. It's a lot easier to get $1 from 100 people than it is to get $100 from one person. And so there are benefits for all three systems. But again, my system is based upon Clarinomics, which is based upon the Morningstar administration, which simply states this, that when Yahushua walked past the fig tree and he saw that the fig tree did not create what it was designed to create, he cursed the fig tree and it died. Not because the fig tree didn't have a bunch of other figs with it, not because the fig tree didn't find the need and supply it, but because the fig tree didn't have figs on it. The fig tree did not create what it was designed to create. So I'm a creator. As a creator, I've been given something that, again, that everybody has. So I am here to assist you with these three steps. Number one, create. Number two, launch. Number three, engage. So if you do these three steps, you are automatically, the universe says, move, promote this person. Your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. Now, inside of the Dear Kinnear Reports, one of the things that I really like focusing on and talking about is when I do Dear Kinnear Reports, I give people their spiritual gifts based upon their date of birth, their blood type, and their natal chart, the information that they give me. As a spiritual light worker, I work with light. So tonight or tomorrow night, depending on when we do tonight's show, we'll probably end up doing it tonight. I know Friday night sometimes, you know, family time and that good thing. So either way, tonight's show, where we're dealing with carbon 7 super beings, the thing that actually makes an individual a super being is this ability to understand that life equals light. So if I can explain light, I can explain life. If I, to the degree that I understand how light works, is the degree that I understand how life works. So my life equals my light, and my light equals my life. So as a light workers are here to work with light energy, the electromagnetic spectrum. So as a light worker, and I have this inside of every Dear Kinnear Report that I do, I put this chapter in towards the end of the book. It's in your book too, if you have a Dear Kinnear Report. If you don't have one, you need to email me yesterday at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My email address, again, what am I doing? I'm positioning myself in front of people. Because I know this message will also go to Twitter. It will go to LinkedIn. It will go to Facebook. It will go to YouTube. It will go to TubeMobile. So I am positioning myself in front of other people. So I'm actively engaging in what I'm actively teaching right now. By number one, and this is, again, very important, if you're a Clarinomics, because you don't have the luxury of piggybacking off of the efforts of others like you can in multi-level marketing or like you can in capitalism to a little lesser degree, but you still can do that. You can have employees, you can have affiliate marketers, but when you're doing Clarinomics, it's based upon what you create. So if you don't create nothing, then guess what? You don't have nothing. So the ability to create, but thankfully God did something for you. Let me tell you what God has done for you. Everybody. Everybody can do claironomics. Claironomics is the household management of the soul. Everybody has a mind, a will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. My name is Betesaya in Hebrew. Inside of some people's claironomics report, I put a chapter in their book. I may start doing it on all dear reports, but everybody who is a life path number three, I put what I learned about myself many, many years ago when I read Exodus. And in the book of Exodus, I read about a guy by the name of Betesiel. In Exodus chapter 31, verse 2, it says, "See, I have chosen Betesiel, son of Uri, U-R-I, who is the son of Hur, or Ur, U-R, from the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God and granted him skill, ability, and knowledge of all kinds and of all crafts." That's Exodus chapter 31, verse 2 and 3 in the New Living Translation. So my name means Betesiah, which means, again, in the shadow of God or chosen by God. So Betesiah, in the biblical Betesiah, was given something by God. What was he given? Number one, he was filled with the Spirit of God. Number two, he was given skill, ability, and knowledge of all kinds of crafts. So if you are 33, then you have this, these same things that I have. You have skill, ability, knowledge of all crafts. Now, that is a curse, and that is a cure. Because now you can be the jack of all trades and the master of none. So my job is to understand that, okay, it's really remarkable that God filled Betesiah with the Spirit, but he filled him with the Spirit for a specific purpose. And he filled him with the Spirit of himself or with God for skill, for ability, and for knowledge. He just didn't fill him with the Spirit of God so that way, you know, he can just sit in the pew and speak in tongues on Sundays. Now, that's great, but he gave him his Spirit for a specific skill, ability, knowledge of all kinds of crafts. Now, you have been given this treasure. It's hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 says that the Spirit of God hovered over the waters and it spoke into the waters. Then Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says that the Lord formed the man from the dust of the ground and he breathed into him and into his knowledge the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So that word breathe in the original text means pneuma or ruach. It means spirit. So I don't have to carry for it. Now, I know some of y'all do, but I don't. I already got it. He gave it to me at birth. And so it's important to understand that because, again, this allows me to do three things: create, launch, and engage. Because I understand. Now, to the degree that you understand something is the degree that you can do something. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. To the degree that you understand is the degree that you can do or have confidence in it. So in order for me to be effective in my creating, I need to understand very, very clearly. I need to understand. And then I need to overstand. Because if I don't understand, now remember, the devil hides in the details. You are afraid of what you don't know. We all are. If you don't understand something, you're not comfortable with something. Let me say that again. We're talking about step number one, create. If you don't understand it, you're not comfortable with it. If you understand it, then you're more comfortable with it. Let me say it again. If you don't understand it, if you're with somebody and you don't understand them, you don't trust them. They can say all the right things. They can do all the right stuff. But if you don't really sit down and get to know them, then guess what? You're not comfortable with them. Now, you're going to tell yourself that you are, and you are to a certain extent. But to the degree that you understand it is the degree, again, that you are comfortable with promoting it and putting it in front of other people. So the only reason you're not putting yourself in front of other people is you don't understand yourself. So we're talking about, again, how do you put yourself, which is your product, which is your problem, in front of other people so that way they can buy your product, your service, and your information. Now, this is very, very important because this the first step is the most important step. That means that I am not going to create something because in order to create it, I got to know the ingredients of it. Father, touch the minds of your people. In order for me to create something, I got to know the ingredients that goes in something. Now, I'm not a great cook. Like, I look at some of the meals that Sister Ellen has on her Instagram page, and I'm like, wow, man, I wish I could make a salad like that. Because she makes those salads, the ingredients. The only reason that Sister Ellen's salad looks better than mine is because Sister Ellen knows the ingredients. If I knew all of the ingredients, it may not be as pretty. I may not get the plating down as great, but guess what? I can put in the green bell pepper. I can have some red bell peppers. I can have some yellows. And like her salad looks like a bowl of Skittles. It just looks, you like want to eat it, but it's healthy. And so if people could understand how to do that, that makes it viable. People will make you take their money if you can understand how to create positioning in your product. You cannot position your product after you create it. You got to position you got to build in positioning in your product. So if you're trying to do the three steps by which to put yourself, which is your product, which is your problem, in front of 1,000 people, and out of that 1,000 people, you're looking for a 1% return, you want to put, what is 1%? I think it's 10. So that's not a very great return, but I'll take that. 10%. I just want 1%. Now, there's 6 million people on the globe. 7 million, some people say. Now, if I can get 1% of the 6 billion, I said million, billion people, I don't know what the math is, but the math is pretty good. It's probably like, I want to say, whatever 1% of 6 billion is, I want to say it's probably like about 6,000. Now, my goal is to get, 200 people. What if I got 6,000 people? 6,000, that's 1% of the population. And again, I'm doing fuzzy math. I don't even know what the real percentage is, but 1% is all I'm looking for. If I get 1% of the population of San Antonio, the city that I live in, 1%, I'm not looking for 10%. I'm not looking for 5%. I'm not looking for 3%. 1%, that's all I'm looking for. If I get 1%, so all I got to do is I got to create, launch, and engage. Create, launch, and engage. Create, launch, and engage. But you can't create because how are you going to bake a cake and you don't know the ingredients that go in the cake? Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You see, you got a problem, but you don't understand the ingredients of your problem. Now, that's why I tell everybody, man, that since you got this problem been kicking your aspirators for 30 years, 20 years. I don't got no clients that's under 20. So that means that you've had this problem for at least 20 years, at least. If you're like me, you got it for 50 plus. You're knocking on 60. And the problem's still hanging around. So you might as well, it knows you, you might as well get to know it. So that's what I did. I just sit down, okay, since this demon going to follow me around, okay, come on in, dog, let's sit down and talk. So the demon came in, and we sit down and we talk. And I say, okay, demon, we got the, why you following me around? Yeah, this is my job. So I was assigned by the big G. So I'm like, hold up. So you assigned by, he said, yeah, didn't you read the book of Job? Don't you know that we work for the big G? I said, so we both said, yes, dude, we both came from the same place. I'm not your enemy. I'm doing my job. It is my job to test you. I'm the adversary assigned to you, placed in your side. I'm a messenger from Satan, placed in your side. So don't get mad at me for doing my job. That's when I realized that I don't have no problems. When I finally saw the big picture, that problems are sent to help me, when I realized that adversity, when somebody calls me the N-word, I should say, thank you, man. When somebody, every adversity now, so now I see problems for what they are, opportunities. Problems are lessons. Every time I see a problem, I say, yes, I'm going to school today. I take my pen and my paper. What are we going to learn today? And I said, this problem, and I dissect the problem. Why? Because if I can understand the ingredients of the problem, I can reverse engineer it. I can solve every problem. Every problem contains contains the solution to it. So God sends you problems because there are gifts. Remember King Solomon? He said, I need wisdom so I can rule this people. So God said, okay, send that fool a problem. King Solomon, I'm sure, did not want two women and one baby. I'm sure King Solomon would rather have two women with two babies and both women know who their babies were. That's easy to do. But God didn't do that. King Solomon said, give me wisdom. He said, okay, bam, next verse. In walked two women and one baby. And both women said, the baby's mine. So King Solomon said, okay, give me a knife, a big one, because I'm going to slice this baby in two and give it to both people. I'm going to give you half, another half. The real mother, now any real mother would say this. What the first woman said, okay, slice and dice the baby. Now, you ain't got to be no rocket scientist. Solomon knew immediately that's not the mother. That lady said, slice and dice the baby. The other mother said, please, don't kill the baby. Give it to the other lady. Solomon said, man, take that lady, throw her in the dungeon, and give the baby to the other lady. So when you ask for money, guess what you get, brother? Poverty. When you ask for health, guess what you get? Disease. When you ask for wisdom, guess what you get, Brother Will? Ignorance. Hello. When you ask for a toe-curling relationship, guess what you get? Somebody that don't even like you. Y'all better pimp the game, man. Because then once you get that, guess what you do with it? And most people, they're going to be pissed off. They're going to run, Brother Will. They're going to get rid of it. They're going to go looking. And guess what they're going to go find when they go looking? They're going to go find another problem. It's going to be in a different package. But it's going to be the same damn problem. So most people do what I've done for years. They run. And they keep engaging the same problem because they refuse to create a solution. So number one, to put yourself in front of so many people that you'll have so much money that you won't have time to count it. Because money is just a byproduct of helping people. Money, if you're in this for the money, man, you're in it for this wrong thing. I started off chasing money like everybody else. And then I realized that people was more important than purpose. Now, I preach a lot about purpose, but I should be preaching more about people. Why? What good is having purpose if you ain't got no people? People is more important than purpose. So you should spend more time with people than you do with purpose, because purpose is inside of people. Now, that took me a while to figure that out. But now that I figured it out, and now that my business is growing, to the degree that I love and treat people with the way that I want to be treated, is the degree that I make money. Now, see, I always thought that if I had a great product, I would have a lot of money. That's what I've been focusing on all my life, focusing on making a great Dear Kinnear report, telling people about their purpose, giving them their book, and telling them, hasta la vista, baby. I didn't care if they called me back. I had no back-end products. I was just promoting Dear Kinnear reports. Now, I made money, but I didn't make no real money. Now, I'm in the process of making real money. Why? Because I'm more concerned with people. But remember, I had already been down this road before. I was concerned with people, but I didn't have no product. So what did I did, since I had a bunch of people, so I just slept with them, at least the females anyway, because I didn't have no product. So you see how it's a double-edged sword? See, the devil going to get you. He's going to weaponize your caring. So you're going to go out there into the universe, and you don't know your Dear Kinnear, but you're going to make a bunch of friends. You're going to develop this huge following, and you ain't got no damn product. Now, you got a gimmick or you got a scam, and you're going to try to give it to them. Or hopefully maybe you do what Sister Ellen did, and Sister Ellen found a damn good product, and she stuck with that product, and that product is an extension of her natural self. It's not something that she wouldn't know. She used the product herself, and now she got a huge downline because she's been in the game for so long. So multi-level marketing does work, as I'm finding out. Now, it did not work for me because I didn't do what Sister Ellen did. If I had did that, then I would probably be right now retired, because there's many multi-level marketing companies like that, like especially my upline name was Dexter Yeager. You can Google Dexter Yeager right now. I tell you about Bill Gould. All these guys are multi-millionaires, and I started with them when we was doing in their living room doing nothing. Dexter Yeager now got freaking buses that look like a damn traveling house. He's a, I don't know what they call it now. They used to call it Diamond back in the day. So it does work. I just didn't work it. So now I got a system, and I've worked my system, and it's based on Clarinomics. And thank God I've stuck with it for 20 years, and guess what? It's working. So brothers and sisters, you need a product. You got to create that product. Or you can do what Sister Ellen did, which was find somebody else who has a product that you really love, that's a natural product. And then you got to do number two, launch that product. Now, for me, it's different from capitalism, and it's different from affiliate marketing or multi-level marketing. This is Clarinomics. So my product is my soul. So I am launching my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect. Now, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, why are you launching yourself as your product? Because you got to remember, as I said before, I'm a light worker. So I have a calling, and I'm a gifted worker, and I rule and reign or preside over or I manage light. And I manage light because I understand that light energy is life energy. So when I meet a person, when I meet a place, when I meet a thing, I realize that that thing is an essence. It is the premortal essence of the spirit that is manifested in the form of light. So I know that based upon the color, whether it's red, orange, that's why I put your color inside of your Dear Canary port, because that determines the sound, whether it's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. That translates into red, orange, yellow, green, blue. And so that lets me know how to create different harmonic frequencies, which is basically attitudes. So from your level of consciousness is your level of creation. Now, this is going way deeper than I need to go for today's study. But I need you to understand the difference between a Caucasian and a Latino and a black person is light. They're different colors. So the way that I coach Latinos is different from the way that I coach Caucasians. It's different from the way that I coach Africans, which is different from the way that I coach Koreans, which is different from the way that I coach Italians, which is different from the way that I coach Jamaicans. Because again, I understand the management of light, because light is life, because I'm a light worker. So as a light worker, I've been given, as I read according to the book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse 2. Which says that God, as my name is Bethesiel, and I am a master craftsman. I was filled with the Spirit of God, and I was given knowledge, I was given skill, and I was given ability to build the tabernacle that houses the Shekinah glory of God. That is the letters of my name, which determines the light of my body or my life. So if you don't know the letters of your name, you don't know the light of your body. Therefore, you don't know the rhythm and the timing of your creation. So by understanding, now remember, to the degree that you understand yourself is the degree that you can launch yourself. Father, touch the minds of your people. And yourself is your product. People buy me. They don't buy my books or my tape or my Dear Canary reports. People buy me. The reason that you listening to this show right now is because you know me. Now, you don't know all of me, but you know enough of me. You know enough about me that you say you're going to take time out of your day and say, hey, Brother Will is on today at 12 noon. He's talking about how to turn my internal problem into my external product. So I'm going to take 1 hour out of my busy day. You got right now, you could be doing a whole bunch of other stuff, and you decided to set aside an hour of your time to listen to a short black man from Texas. Why? Not because I'm short, not because I'm black, not because I'm from Texas, but because of I'm saying something that resonates with your soul. And what I'm saying is different from what everybody else is saying, because what I'm saying resonates with your soul, because it is the truth. It's not a version of it. So you can use capitalism. You can find a need and fill it. You could use affiliate marketing or multi-level marketing, and you can join. You can find a great multi-level marketing product. You can promote that product. You can bring other people into the business, and then you can basically live very well off of OPM or other people's efforts. It's a combination. Or you can create. You can take what God has designed and given you, and you can use your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, and you can create products, services, and information. Now, I've already did the show on how to create products. And if anybody have any problem with product creation, I do that all day. That is actually one of my gifts, one of my talents. Now, I recommend that, again, the easiest way to create a product is to do an audio product. You do exactly what I'm doing, and at the end of this tape, you post it on Facebook, and then you charge a dollar. You charge $2. You charge $5. You could do a live webinar. There's the one that I use is free. So I use free conference call USA, and I'm going to be using it tonight. It doesn't cost me a dime, and yet everybody that's paying me is paying me anywhere from $49 to $99 to listen to something that how much did it cost me to produce? Okay, it costs nothing to record it. It costs nothing to host it. It costs nothing. The only thing that it costs me is my voice and my time, which I enjoy doing it, so I created it. Then I'm going to launch it. Now, when I say launch it, what do I mean? When I say launch it, that means that has to do with my positioning of it. So I launch it by placing it in certain places that, again, people can engage and do number three. Now, let me make sure you understand. So you think I just be like, you go to Facebook right now, my Facebook page. What do you see on my Facebook page? So you think I just posted that I'm going to be doing the day show at 12 noon on Facebook because of I don't have nothing to do. And I got a book that explains how I make $5,000 a month off Facebook. Now, again, I can show you the numbers off of my PayPal account. That shows the math. Now, some months are better than other months, but it blows my mind because I hear people telling me, man, I'm gonna get off Facebook, Brother Will. And I'm like, really? I said, why you gonna get off Facebook? Oh, man, there's just a bunch of stuff on Facebook. Because you're putting stuff on Facebook. If you don't put nothing on your way now, notice my Facebook now for my Facebook 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I posted a lot of stuff about my marriage and my relationship and stuff about what me and my wife was doing. If you look at my Facebook over the last year, how many posts do you see about me and my wife? None, because I learned. Because, again, if you put your stuff out there, people are going to comment on it. If you don't want people to comment on it, don't put it out there. You give people, just like in court, they tell you, whatever you use can and will be used against you in a court of law. Whatever you put on Facebook can and will be used against you. So, therefore, don't put nothing on Facebook that you can't validate or you don't want somebody to comment on. So, if I don't want people to comment on my marriage, I shouldn't put it on there. So, if you notice what I posted on Facebook, again, first I create, second I launch. The way that I launch, the best way that I launch is through, which I highly recommend, is social media. Now, there's a plethora. One is Groupon. Another one is Fiverr that I've used. Anymeeting.com. There is a plethora of ways that you can launch. So when you do a product launch, that's a whole series in inside itself, which I'll be teaching later on. So to do a product launch or a product campaign, it's just like when you're running or you're campaigning for office. So if I am producing a product, I need to have a product campaign. Now, if I'm running for mayor, I need to campaign. So how do a politician campaign? So whatever a politician does, that's what you should be doing. So you mean to tell me you got a book, you got a product, you got a service, you got information, and you're not campaigning? You're not running for office? You're not politicking? That's what it taught in the book of James. It's called politicking. So you're not a poly, again, means many. Tick means blood sucking. So if you're not out there being a blood sucker, you're not being an energy vampire in a positive way because, again, you created something that adds value. So you're not sucking blood. You're giving it. I ain't taking light. I'm giving light because, remember, to the degree that you understand light is the degree that you understand life. Father, touch the minds of your people to the degree. So you don't understand the electromagnetic spectrum and how it works. Therefore, you don't understand your life. So you think that you just go through light all willy-nilly. You don't understand how light works, how electricity and magnetism is two sides of the same coin. You don't understand that light works on different dimensions. There's certain light you can't see. There's some light you can. So that means if you're doing a campaign, there should be certain things that you're doing that I can't see. Then there should be some things that I can see. Then there should be certain things that are that vibrate on a higher level. Then there's certain things that vibrate on a lower level, because light vibrates on different levels that you call color. That's why you cannot market. I cannot market to a Caucasian the same way I market to a Latino, because they vibrate on different levels, on different frequencies. They got different culture. They got different expectations. So I can't go to the hood and sell something the same way that I can upscale New York. Because, again, I can't go to Saks Fifth Avenue and market and campaign and then go to Walmart. Walmart got a different schematics than Saks. So I need to launch my product according to my target, which is number three. I need to engage. I need to engage my target audience. You don't go fishing for bass with the same bait that you go fishing for trout. So I need to understand, if I'm going bass fishing, I need bait that bass bite. If I'm going fishing for rainbow trout, I need to fish. I need to put something on my hook that rainbow trout like. If I'm going fishing for catfish, if I'm going fishing for swordfish, if I'm going fishing for shark, different fish bite or like different bait. So when I create my product, my service, and my market, I got my fish in mind. So before I create, I'm thinking about sharks. So I know sharks, they like, let's say, shrimp. I don't know if they do or not. My wife knows. She loves the fish. So let's say I'm going fishing for catfish. Now, there's freshwater and saltwater. So which one am I fishing for? So I got to know. So I need to market. I need to campaign according to the type of fish, the type of people that I'm going to engage. And so in order to put yourself in front of more people, and yourself as your product, your service, or information, that three-step process starts with the end. You start at the end, and then you back up and begin. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Start at the end, back up, and begin. That's what Jesus does. That's how the Creator. So the Creator, he always finishes before he begins. That's why I like to create the way God does. So God always creates. He always creates with the end in mind. Let me say that again. God always creates with the end in mind. So before God creates a product, he already knows who the product is for. So never go into a business. Never start anything without knowing your target market. Without knowing everything. The details from the time when they get up, when they go to bed, what they eat, how they eat, whether they season it, whether they don't season it, whether they freaking go on vacation, what time they wipe their butt, how they wipe their butt, when they shower, when they don't shower. You need to know everything. That's why I only go after people, and I only market, and I only talk to, and I only hang out with, and I only create me, because there is no learning curve. All I do every day is analyze me. And I know that there are other people exactly like me. I know there's other people that's going through exactly what I went through. And so my target market is really easy. I don't got to study. I don't got to go to no Facebook ad. I don't got to go to all the other stuff that everybody else do. I don't have to do that. Now, is there a time and place to do that? Absolutely. Man, I've went through a plethora of courses that talks about, you know, Google ads. They talk about SEO. I got a book that talks about SEO, or search engine optimization. I went through this whole program, cost $5,000, man, back in the day, what, about 10 years ago? Maybe not even, about 8 years ago. It's called Site Builder. Then I went to this other program, it's called Kit Builder. Then I went to another program. It was called Website Something, put on through WordPress. I've spent at least about $50,000 to $60,000 just understanding marketing, online marketing. So I know online marketing. If I wanted to do the traditional online marketing, which I did, coming out of the box, and it did not work for me. And God told me, Negro, you cannot mix oil and water. Friendship with this world is enmity against God. So I couldn't do what the world does. Because, again, I wasn't trying and I wasn't developing the system that the world has. I use Claronomics. I don't use economics. So I had to pave a way because I couldn't find nobody that was doing Claronomics. And so I did. Now, remember, I started off in capitalism. I had a traditional business. You can go on Google and you can type, well, I don't know if it even still comes up, but you can go on Google and type in Vision Impact Photography. You will see me and a bunch of white folks down in New Mexico. First black man to open a business in Los Lunas, New Mexico, which is right outside of Albuquerque near Isleta. Now, I did that. Started from the ground up. Went through it. I told you guys I spent $20,000 in a week. Lost more money than most people made. Been there, did that. That was like my fourth brick and mortar business. Did that. Then I stopped. Then I went back into multi-level marketing. Then I came back out of multi-level marketing. So the two systems that, again, that everybody used, which is traditional capitalism and multi-level marketing, I did those, both of those systems for about 30 years. Now, I didn't work the system. The systems work, as I've told you guys, after talking with Sister Ellen and realizing that Sister Ellen been in multi-level marketing and been doing very great in multi-level marketing. So it's not fair for me to say that multi-level marketing does not work. I just did not work it right because I was thinking Claronomically. I had a spiritual mindset, and I needed to adjust it, and I didn't, amongst a lot of other things. Which is the biggest thing I didn't do was stay in one industry. And so I tried traditional capitalism. I tried affiliate marketing or multi-level marketing. Those systems didn't work for me. So then I went into Claronomics, but there was no such word. The Greek word is kleros or klero. So I coined a word that didn't exist, and then I put it out there. Then I finally did, oh, I did find somewhere where it did actually exist before. A long time before I even caught the word. So Claronomics. So I combined a Greek word and an English word and came up with a new word, Claronomics. So if you go to dictionary.com, go to Google and type in Claronomics, all my shizness come up. That's it. I'm the only person in that space. So now I need to master that space. So from Claronomics, what did I do? I created. So every day I create in that space. And then from that space, I launch. How do you launch? You campaign. How do you campaign? You do exactly what somebody running for a traditional, when Donald Trump decided to run for president, he made an announcement. And then Donald Trump did something. Donald Trump started putting his name and his picture and his mug and his message. But before he did all that, he came up with a slogan or a message or a logo. He had his sales pitch. He had an idea. He had his elevator speech. So now Donald Trump had a platform. What was his platform? Make America great again. What's your platform? So when I think of you, what comes to mind? When I think of Tiger Woods, I think of what? When I say Tiger Woods, what comes to your mind? Michael Jordan, what comes to your mind? Shaquille O'Neal, what comes to your mind? Usain Bolt, what comes to your mind? Bill Gates, what comes to your mind? Let me find somebody. Sam Walton, yeah, the Colonel from KFC. Well, I kind of gave it away, but you know what I mean. In other words, they branded themselves. They campaigned not only their product but themselves. They launched themselves. So again, to do, and I'm gonna do a whole show just up on the elements of campaign. I'm gonna do a whole series so that way you guys know how to do a product launch or a product campaign. Now, if you just watch what I do every time I come out with a product campaign, which is a product launch, I do a mini version because of what? I create. I sell creation. I don't sell product. Because guess what? I got 50-plus products in one industry. That's books. I got another 50-plus products in another industry. That's audio. I got another 50-plus products in another industry. That's called video. So I got 50-plus videos, free ones, on my YouTube channel. I got 50-plus free auto content on my blog talk channel. I got, again, 50 plus in each one of these, that was free stuff. And then I got 50 plus paid. Go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says products and services. Count the number of products. And I got a whole other thing. It's called payloads.com/masterteacher33. Go there. I got 200 plus products on there. So I create every day. I create a new product, a new service, or a new information. And then I launch it. Well, how do you launch it, Brother Will? I do the same thing that any politician would do. I make an announcement telling everybody I'm running for office. And then I plaster my mug on every, in this case, social media. Now, when I did Brick and Mortar, when I had my coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center, Inspirational Ground, as everybody in San Antonio will tell you, they know me. Or they don't know me personally, but they know I'm the fool that posted signs up all over the San Antonio. Every time we did an open mic and spoken word, again, we call it poetry by the cup. If you go to Google, if you type in Inspirational Grounds, it pulls it up. If you go to Google and type in poetry by the cup, it pulls it up. And what I would do, I went to, it was called 20 Signs, what was it called? Signs something. Anyway, it's the little signs that you buy that you stick at intersections, or you nail them, or you put them up on. It's like the for rent signs when somebody has a house for rent, or garage sale signs. You got to advertise, man. You got to let people know what you're doing. You got to announce to the world what you're doing. So if you got a product, service, information, and you're not doing what I call guerrilla marketing, back in the day, there was a book called, I don't even know that book is still out. I read that book when I was a young whippersnapper. I do marketing the same way I do combat. Now, I was a Marine. So Marine Corps, we learned CPQ. We learned close quarters combat. So all Marines know Aikido. The stuff that they got all of this MMA stuff, yeah, but fight a Marine. Get into a fight with a Marine. He's going to put his elbow in your mouth. You're going to be eating his kneecap. We don't fight with our fists, and we don't fight like all this, grappling, all this. No, Marines, we learn wrist locks and joint locks. Marines learn to bend pressure points in the direction that they don't go. So a Marine, he going to take your wrist and your fingers, and he going to make it go in a direction it wasn't designed. I'm going to take your kneecap, and your knee is designed to go backwards. I'm going to try to pin it frontwards. I'm going to take your hand and bend it up when it's designed, or I'm going to take it and bend it back until it's called pain compliance. Now, when you go to prison, they teach you the same thing. It's called wrist locks and joint locks. So a Marines, we target joints. Marines don't fight to try to win. We fight to disable. That's what I was trained. So if you get in a fight with me, you might want to know that I'm not going to try to knock you out. I'm not going for your head. I'm going to punch you in your elbow. I'm going to punch you. I'm going to kick you in your knee. I'm going to disable a joint, because when you drop, you can't fight. If you can't walk, you can't fight. If your arm is broke, you can't fight. I'm going to disable. I'm going to end. We're taught to end lives. And it's funny because me and my wife, we got this joke, like, well, I fight to end life. And we don't fight to, this is like Conor McGregor and this stuff that they're doing. I don't know what that is. Marines, we're not trained like that. We don't waste time because we got to walk through people. Because we're in conflict, it's like 10 to 1. So you got to disable people quickly. So I market and I ran my business the same way, to disable the competition. So when I do, look at what I do on Facebook. Like, I don't have nobody in my space. There's nobody that I don't. Everybody debating people and all stuff. Like, I don't debate nobody. Nobody comes up on my page. Every once in a while, I get some newbie that they don't know who I am. They'll post some craziness. They don't know that I've researched my stuff in three areas. They don't know I have science. They don't know I got scriptures. They don't know I got non-canonized text. So therefore, when you come up and you challenge and debate, you might want to make sure that you research too, because I've done mine. So just make sure you've done yours. So, again, a good politician, he knows the enemy. Now, I don't know if you ever read the book called The Art of War. So that's the way I think. To me, this is war. So every day I wake up, I'm going to battle. This is spiritual war. So I run my business as if I was in a war. So, again, I'm trying to end life. I'm trying to make sure that I eat. I'm trying to make sure that I got money in the bank. I'm trying to make sure that my family, that my bills get paid. So my marketing approach, my engagement is different. So create, launch, and engage. What I just described to you was what was my mindset when it comes to engagement. Now, people tell me all the time, brother, you wound up, when I had my coffee shop, bookstop, learning center, same thing. People tell me, you wound a little tight, homie. And I am. But I get it. That's how you get results. Focus, discipline, and order. Focus. Now, when I go to the gym, yesterday I went to the gym, shirt, I was drenched. People was looking at me like I was on drugs. But, again, focus, discipline, and order. Remember, create, launch, and engage. So I don't engage, like physically, I would never engage in a confrontation with anyone unless I'm trying to end their life. I was trained in law enforcement. I was a cop. You never pull your weapon. Like these cops now, I don't know what academy they went to. They didn't go to the academy that I went through. When I was a police officer, you never pull your weapon unless you want to end a life. You don't fire no warning shots. You don't take your gun out because you're scared. You don't take all of this, these excuses that they give now. I wasn't trained that way. When I was a Marine, we was trained in CBQ. We was trained in close quarters combat. Because at the end of the day, that's what it breaks down to. How well can you fight hand to hand? It's the same way in business. That engagement, the mentality is the same. So when I create, I'm trying to end problems. So the mentality is the same. So when you create a product, a service, information, whatever you're doing, solve problems. People who solve problems make money. So if you got a product, a service, information, and you come to me, I'm going to ask you one question. What problem is your product going to solve? If your problem cannot solve a problem, if your product cannot solve a problem that I have, I am not interested. So you say, Brother Will, I got this late, great product that is going to do blank. Blank is not a problem for me. So therefore, I am not going to buy your product. So when I create a problem, a product, it's actually I'm creating a product that's designed to solve a problem. So when I created the Dear Kinnear Report, that's why it's 600 pages. I put stuff in the Dear Kinnear Report that solves problems. One problem that people got is they don't know really what to do. Another problem is people got that they don't know their skills. They don't know their talents that they've been. So I put in there exactly. I got a whole chapter that tells you, people say, man, I don't know my spiritual gift. Well, I know what your spiritual gift is. Well, my blood type, I know everything about your blood. I've done more classes and more teaching on O, on Rh negative. I don't got negative blood. And O blood. I don't got O blood and I don't got negative blood. But yet I know more than most people who have negative blood. Why? Because that is my job. That's how I create. I'm going to master my space by knowing more than my computer. So the people are going to go to the people that solve problems. So people are going to go ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop, hey, where do we go when we die? The Reverend Dr. Bishop is not going to know. Are you going to tell him something that he read of a book? So when somebody asks me that, I'm going to tell them where they go when they die, based upon not only what I read, but based also on personal experience. Now, again, make sure you understand what I'm saying. You have to create in your space. You have to master your space. You have to launch in your space. That means that you got to go out to end problem. You engage with the intent of ending lives. In this case, lives being problems, not actually killing nobody. Hopefully y'all understand. My mentality comes from the street. Then it comes from, again, the Marines. Then it comes from law enforcement and then Supermax prison. So in a supermax prison, when an inmate comes at you that's been practicing all day, every day for 30 years to end your life, you better know something to disable him because he's trying to keep you from going home at night. So I'm cut from a different cloth, and I bring that mentality into business. And the mentality is, which is why most people have a difficult time following me at a higher level, because they drop off because they say they don't work out. Most people can't work out with me because at the higher level, they can start off with my, again, I got three levels. I got my basic, I got my intermediate, and I got my advanced. It's all inside of my book, Frequent Intense Training. Now, most people can hang with basic, maybe intermediate. But when it comes to three times a day, when it comes to workout morning, noon, and night, when it comes to freaking doing them freaking sprints and doing those, my interval training, everybody taps out. Very few people can hang. You're going to treadmill running full speed for 1 minute. Get off that treadmill and then pump, lift weights full speed for 1 minute. Then jump off that treadmill and get back on the treadmill for 1 minute. Then get off that treadmill and lift weights for 1 minute. And do that for 30. You can't even do it for 30 minutes. I can't do it for 30 minutes. You may do it for 20. After 20 minutes, people go to the gym and spend for an hour. What? Why are you in the gym for an hour? I can't stay in the gym more than 15, 20 minutes, and I'm almost dead because I got to come back in 4 hours. So business is the same way. It's intense. It's frequent, and it's based upon a system. So your business, you should create a product or service or information that is designed to end lives. Lives being problems. So don't keep going back to the well, keep going to the Father until you come up with something that's solving a problem that people got, not no metaphysical product. Well, you know, brother, 5 years from now, everybody's going to be experiencing, okay, 5 years from now, come back and see me. But do you got a product, a service, or information right now that can solve a problem, a specific problem, a specific niche? This is about niche mastery. Your internal problem, that's your product. Because that's a problem you got right now. Do you got a problem with money? I know a lot of people that got a problem with money. Solve that, brother. You will make a lot of money. Do you got a problem with your health? I know a lot of people that got a problem with their health. Okay, solve that. You will make a lot of money. Do you got a problem with wisdom? I know a lot of people, they don't know if Jesus is God. They don't know if Allah is God. They don't know if Buddha is God. They don't know if Muhammad is God. They don't know if Hare Krishna. They don't know. I know a lot of people that got a lot of questions about wisdom. So can you answer those questions? You will make a lot of money. I know a lot of people that's in a bad relationship. Oh, a whole lot of people. I know a lot of people that they just walking, just going through the motions. Their relationship is dead. But them suckers still there. They want to get out, but they ain't got the cojones to leave. So if you know a secret by which two people, male and female preferably, can cohabitate together without killing themselves, if you know, bring that to the market. They tell me, first of all, and I'm going to make sure I help you create it, then I'm going to help you launch it, and then we're going to help you market it or engage your target audience, because guess what? We're going to end some lives. We're going to end divorce. You know how many divorces? So if you can solve the problem in relationship and put these divorce lawyers out of business, you know how much money you're going to make? What if I got male pattern baldness? So could you imagine? I know a lot of dudes, especially black dudes like me, we shave our heads. I don't be walking around with no freaking hair on the side and none on the top. Look crazy. Now, I prefer to have hair on my head, but I have this thing called male pattern baldness. So the day, I know it's going to happen pretty soon. I might figure it out. But the first person who solves that problem, male pattern baldness, that fool is going to be very rich. I will be his first customer. I don't care what the price is. Cost $1 million for me to grow hair back, I'm going to pay it. If I got to steal it, I'll create it. No, I won't steal it. But I'm going to figure out a way to get the million to pay this dude so that way my hair can grow back. Why? I just like myself with hair on my head. So it's just that simple. You know, your job is to simply do what God has designed and gifted you to do. Now, I know you're going to think like I did, but remember, it's in your Dear Kanin report. Read about what Bethesda. Let me end by reading that scripture again that we started in Exodus chapter 31, verse 3 or 4. Now, this is really important because you got to know where you get your strength from. See, if you don't know this, then it's easy for somebody to come along and say, well, brother, you don't know what you're doing. You know, I don't think this is you in your space. Somebody's going to come along and they're going to talk you out of it. They're going to talk you back, you know, to go and get that 9 to 5. Not that having a 9 to 5 is bad, but you have the 9 to 5 so that way you can get to a place where you can express, expose, and expand your spiritual gifts. Everybody has a spiritual gift. Exodus chapter 31. Verse 2 and 3. Let's read. Then the Lord said to Moses, see, I have chosen Bethesda, son of Uri. And again, my name in Hebrew means Bethesda. That's why I like this scripture. He says, then I have chosen. That's the first key. Bethesda. You're chosen, brother. You're chosen. Contrary to popular belief, you're chosen. I have chosen Bethesda, son of Uri, son of H-U-R. Of the tribe of Judah. Now remember, Yahushua was of the tribe of Judah. Hey, I like that. From the tribe of Judah. Now, again, the word chosen in this verse means called or commissioned. So I am called and so are you. And I have been commissioned and so are you. Let's continue. Heir of the tribe of Judah. Then it says, and I have filled him. Now, you too. With the Spirit of God. So you ain't got to go look for it. You already got it. Spirit of God. And with, number one, a skill. Number two, ability. Number three, knowledge in all kinds of crafts. That's Exodus chapter 31, verse 2 and 3. Brothers and sisters, you have a skill. You have ability. You have knowledge. But most importantly, you are filled with the Spirit of God in all crafts. So don't tell me, Brother Will, I don't have this ability, brother. I don't have anything I can do. If you're born and you're doing this, that means you got the Spirit of God in you. It's called breath. That means you got a skill, you got an ability, you got a knowledge that end lives, that solves problems for other people. Your job is to simply accept it. I've been blessed. I've been called. I've been commissioned. So I don't need nobody else's approval. I don't need no freaking course. I don't need no degree. Now, if you get all those things, that's great. That's icing on the cake. But you wasn't born with it. And guess what? God don't need it because you've been commissioned by God to solve a problem. Nobody on earth can solve your problem that you got except you. It's like your fingerprint. So if you don't master it, if you don't create something, if you don't launch it, if you don't engage me with it, then that means that not only am I going to suffer, but you're not going to optimize and maximize your life. And what I do is I optimize people's lives. That's what this is about. Life optimization by ending problems. Brothers and sisters, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you're not a part of the life optimization course, if you don't have a Dear Kinnear report, man, email me. You need to get that Dear Kinnear report, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. And as always, my brother, his name is Yahuwah. And may his son, Yahushua, and may the Ruach or the Pneuma continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. There's a lot of manipulation and control going on. That's not of the big G. Because the big G will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in time.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. scheme. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.